Unit 7, Language and Literature. Reading 1. Bush's Address to Wellesley, 1990. In 1990, the U.S. First Lady, Barbara Bush, delivered the following commencement address at Wellesley College, a women's college in Massachusetts. I am thrilled to be speaking today at your university graduation. Let me begin by telling a story about a young pastor who tried to teach the game Giants, Wizards, and Dwarfs to some children. You have to decide now, the pastor instructed them, which you are, a giant, a wizard, or a dwarf. Just then, a small girl said, I am a mermaid. The pastor said there are no mermaids. Oh, yes, there are, she said. I am a mermaid. Now, this little girl knew what she was, and she would not give up. She intended to take her place wherever mermaids belonged. Where do all those who are different, all the unique people in life, the mermaids, belong? Answer that question, and you can build a school, a nation, or a whole world. In the world that awaits you after graduation, no one can say what your true colors will be. You will need to make your own decisions. But remember this, decisions are not irrevocable. Choices do come back. As you begin your adult lives, I hope that many of you will consider making three very special choices. The first is to believe in something larger than yourself, to get involved in some of the big ideas of your time. I chose literacy because I honestly believe that if more people could read, write, and comprehend, we would be that much closer to solving so many of the problems plaguing our society. Early on, I made another choice which I hope you will make as well. Whether you are talking about education, career, or service, you are talking about life, and life must have joy. It's supposed to be fun. The third choice is to cherish your relationships with friends and family. For years, you focused on the importance of your career and hard work. These are important, but you are a human being first, and those human relationships with spouses, children, and friends are the most important investments you will ever make. At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a friend, a child, or a parent. Whatever the era, whatever the times, one thing will never change: fathers and mothers. If you have children, they must come first. You must read to your children. You must hug your children. You must love your children. Your success as a family, our success as a society, depends not on what happens at the White House, but on what happens inside your house. This is where my speech ends, but it is where your adult lives begin. May your future be worthy of your dreams.